Hey, this is the Flash After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're breaking down Season 3, Episode 23. It's the finale. It's called The Finish Line. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Made us start with this song, so if you hate it, blame him.
Jesus,
Tiana. Already this negativity
you,
we're starting with.
You on the bus.
Jeez. Hi, guys. How is everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
We just spent the last hour together, but how is everybody?
I'm doing so great.
What a finale. We have a lot to talk about. Let's do some intros, and then we'll get to it. I'll start. I'm Jeffrey Masters. I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. T?
I'm Tiana Hobson, and I tweet from at the Tiana Hobson. I am also in our live YouTube, what's it called? Chat room.
The chat room.
So if you're in there, I'm reading stuff, and Tari's going to help me read stuff, too.
It's true.
We're going to read stuff
reading
good.
Teacher.
We're going to read stuff good together.
And I can teach you to read as well if you follow me at Tari J, T-A-R-I-J-A-Y.
Fantastic. Okay, this was the season 3 finale. It was so much different, so much more different than any other finale we've had, which I really appreciated.
Parts of it,
yes.
Especially at the end, almost felt like series finale-esque, even though I know it's not, but it was kind of a nice little, like, send-off. I know people would have been very mad if the whole show ended like this.
Yeah.
But part of it, it just wrapped up a lot of things, you know, left characters with plot points.
Yeah. Did it feel like a series finale, though, to you guys? Or, excuse me, a season finale?
It felt like a season finale, but it also felt like a finale for Grant Gustin specifically, to where, like, if he decided he didn't want to return to the show, he could effectively do that, and we'd still have our great cast of characters, and we'd still have a Flash, because we have Wally West.
Okay, we will talk about that discussion.
Yes.
I just have a lot to say, and as I'm sure you guys do as well.
Yes.
Should we end with that? I think we should.
I mean, hey.
And that's
we'll
our show. Thank
you
very much.
All right. I'm Tari J. You can find me at... Okay.
No, we don't need to go chronologically. Let's jump in right there. So at the end of the show, Barry goes into the Speed Force to fix the problem of this city dying.
But he goes in there and he welcomes it. You know, it's one of those things where we've seen him battle the Speed Force and we've seen the Speed Force try to manipulate him, you know, by being his mom and being all these people in there to get him to do the right thing. And at this point, Barry just knows, no, this is the right thing. This is what I have to do. And he walks into there, and the Speed Force even says, he's not going to suffer. It's time for you to rest.
Well,
it was
I didn't
like,
know.
Let me walk. It was like the end of Lord of the Rings when, like, Frodo just like, you know what? It's time for me to just go take a rest.
No spoilers, please.
Well, Frodo goes to take a rest.
What is
it's
that?
True.
What
he's
is that
really
beautiful
tired.
Line?
Yeah, he's really
like, I returned to the Shire, but like the Shire was different, or like the Shire continued without me.
Yeah. So
oh
it's like
God,
that.
It's the actual line is gorgeous. What do you think, Tari?
I thought it was a really well done scene. I thought all the acting was on point. I loved just all the different goodbyes, and I also really liked the fact that like if this is the end of that character. It's kind of how Barry Allen goes out in the comics, in that like he becomes the Speed Force and essentially like is distributed all throughout time, which is what Savitar wanted to do. So I thought it was a really interesting way of having that come back around. Also, I really liked that I felt like this was the only way for Barry Allen's story to end, in that like he needed to pay penance for messing things up with time so much that I loved that he got to do it of his own accord.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit confused, to be honest, because I'm surprised that we're talking about the end of Barry Allen, because to me, this is something that will be a quick fix that the show deals with. Are you guys thinking that we will not see this character?
I mean, we have a whole summer break, so it's... Only time can tell what they choose to do with what they've done here. I do think we'll see him come back, but maybe like a few months late, a few months have gone by, or
well, the way Tori's talking, you're saying a send off for the character,
right? I'm saying that like it could be a very good send off if Grant Gustin decided not to come back, and also, but like even after the Flash did his whole, like, noble sacrifice thing, they were able to bring him back by essentially grabbing him from different points in time. So there's no way to truly get rid of Barry Allen.
Right. Okay, yeah, I just feel like we will see the character again, obviously, but I still also believe that we will get this version of Barry Allen back, and that he will, you know, continue this relationship with Iris.
Okay.
And I think that he's such a popular character that, like, the network doesn't want to lose him. I also think that Grant is, like, having such a great time in this role. Like, I don't know why he would want to step away if it's up to him. So I just can't see that happening, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we won't know until next season.
That is exactly right. Does anybody
also have Comic-Con to look forward to? Or, you know, if he shows up at Comic-Con, we know he's fully back.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I think he will be fully back. Does anybody in the chat have anything constructive to say?
Well, there is someone...
And specifically constructive.
Well, yeah, I'm so sorry. I can't find the... Oh, here it is. Destin to win said, did anyone see Grant's Instagram where he thanked the fans? I think he's skipping out and Danielle.
Wow.
But it could have been just like, hey, thanks fans for a great season.
Right.
You know, had so much fun. Can't wait to see where we go next season. I think this is a great point because we spent so much time with Savitar and with the effects of this that, you know, I think we do need a little time to kind of pass by so we can get into a new phase for this team in general. But I will say that my favorite moment of the episode, well, it wasn't my favorite, but it was one of my favorites, was when Barry was going around saying bye to everyone. And he's like, guys, I have to go into the Speed Force. And you just see Jay Garrett back there like, yeah, man, because I ain't going back. He was just like, yeah, you have fun with that one. I'm not even going to be like, hey, I volunteer as tribute right now. He's just like, yeah, been there, done that. I'm over it. He did his
time.
He's like, I'm over it.
God.
I just thought it was great that he was just in the background, like, smiling, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going in there, not me.
I agree. His hair is a lot whiter than we've seen it, too.
Well, he was just...
He ages in that Speed Force.
It's true. Spent ages in there.
Oh, my God. All right, well, that will be, like, fascinating to see.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Ooh. But, yeah.
All right, we'll cover some more of that in predictions, but let's jump to the very top. Because we had the giant event of May 23rd happen last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was waiting for it this week. So when we were thrown into it last week, I was like, yo, bro, what's going on?
I told you guys I wasn't emotionally prepared for that last week.
I know. And who saw a switcheroo coming like this?
I did. I knew that HR was up to something when he said bye to Cisco. I knew he was up to something. I didn't know what. And I did not expect this.
Interesting. Tari?
Tari, I saw it coming.
Well, we talked about it a little bit last week in that that moment was very suspicious with HR. And we were also saying that, like, he's of all the characters the most disposable. So that if they wanted to get rid of... if they wanted to keep Iris around and get rid of a character, his arc essentially ends with him... sacrificing himself for the team. I like the way it was done.
Also, I could see the writers choosing him because they have less of a connection to HR when we also have Wells and 1,000 people who look like him.
Yes. I mean, they could essentially pull a Wells from any other of the multitudes of Earth.
Yeah.
Which also was a neat way of making sure that it was meaningful, but not something that was essentially permanent.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I was a little bit taken aback, too, by Tracy's reaction.
Were you?
Yeah. I know that they've had this connection, but in a good way, I really enjoyed, the real emotions of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about superheroes here. We're talking about the god of speed and shooting this, like, giant magical weapon. And so when we can ground it in these real emotions and these real relationships, I think the show is, like, most successful.
Yeah. I'd agree. And this character, Tracy Brand, has been such a whirlwind. She was introduced in the last, three or four episodes.
Yeah.
Automatically charming and found our way into our hearts, built a full relationship, was able to essentially become a main staple in the team. And then you feel for her so much by the end when she has to deal with the loss of this guy that she's known for, like, a few weeks. But, like, their love feels like it's eternal.
Yeah.
Aww, that's so sweet.
That's a great point. If she's not there next season as a permanent member of the team, I'm going to be sad.
Well, he did propose for her to join Team Flash. So maybe, you know, even though he's not there, she will live on in his legacy. Because, I mean, guys, I'm so sad that we lost HR, because you know how much I love him and his drumsticks.
It's true.
He is one of my favorite Harrison Wells that we've had on this show. And you would truly be missed by at least me on this panel.
Maybe.
Can't say it for the rest of them, but I will. You drummed on my heart and I loved it.
Aw. Maybe next season, Harry will go and he'll pick up the sticks and he'll be like, you know what? I see what this guy was getting at. And he'll slowly turn into HR.
Okay.
I just imagine the director of this episode meeting with the team for The Flash and them saying, you know, like, this is the character, the one who dies. He has these drumsticks. And the guy's like, why? And they're like, he has these drumsticks. And he's like, so they're like really important. They're like, yeah, we want this close-up shot of them dropping out of his hands and bouncing off the ground. And like, add to the drama of the scene.
But that was so important to make it clear of what was going on. When you saw those drumsticks fall, that's when I was like, oh my gosh, it's HR.
I will give you that.
And it's because of the drumsticks. They were so prominent in his life, he would never go anywhere without them.
Do you think the writers had that plan the whole time?
I mean, it was probably a happy coincidence.
I think that they had it planned. I'd like to give them the credit.
The credit.
To like, have, because it stuck in our mind so much. Like, I'm sure that, like, Harry version of Harrison has a thing that we just, like, don't even notice.
I don't know. I think it's such a small thing. I don't know why they would care that long, you know? I think he probably was doing the drumstick thing, and they're like, oh, we can do this with it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't think from, like, episode one over 23 episodes, they were like, oh, my God, we're going to do this because we're going to have this shot in the end.
And but never know.
You never know. You're
right.
The chat, you know, they're loving the drumsticks. Jacob Albers says, seeing those drumsticks fall made me feel sad. Anime Forever 777, love that they kept the drumsticks with a bunch of smiley faces. And Kate Provence said, those drumsticks were such a good moment. So see?
Okay, so everyone's more or less on my side. so let's talk about the Speed Force Bazooka.
Okay.
My least favorite named item on the show.
Well, Cisco didn't name it.
I know. So we were going to turn it into an interdimensional quantum splicer.
Mm-hmm.
And Savitar explained his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me this. How can somebody break up into a million pieces and remain alive?
It means that he will basically exist all throughout every moment in time. So, like, he still exists in that, like, if you exist in every moment, then you are here at this point. You are here at that, like...
Will he have a tangible body?
I don't feel like he will. I think, though, there is an argument to be had that, essentially, he doesn't need a tangible body, because if he exists at all points and he maintains his single consciousness, then he can just jump out of time at any moment, wherever he feels he needs to.
Wow.
Because he's a part of everything.
Yes.
He lives in every moment.
He's like
love. Hence, he is a god.
Yeah.
That's what he was going for.
Would have been. Okay, that makes more sense to me. Has somebody done that in the comics?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no.
Ooh, so I had a question for Tari.
Yes.
So I understood that when Savitar was around and, you know, Barry when earlier on in the season, and Savitar knew everything Barry was going to do because Savitar has lived it. So I get that. But once the plan didn't go according to plan and Savitar started getting new memories, is there a reason why Barry then couldn't link in with him to see, like, his thoughts, to see his move now, since they're both living in a place where they don't really know the future?
No. It's a one-way...
Am I overthinking it?
Maybe. I mean, it's a one-way, channel. Because Savitar is still a future version of Barry. Barry is not, like, at the same time... Like, it's not like a... I guess one could say, like, a telepathic connection.
Okay.
It's that as Barry creates new memories, it's just something that Savitar remembers.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Thank you for explaining.
Of course.
It's very polite of you. So Barry, in the middle of, towards the beginning, says, hate won't work. And, like, we got to do the last thing that he would expect.
Mm-hmm.
we know what happens, but what were you guys thinking that could mean? Because to me, he says the last thing he would expect. I was like, oh my God, are we going to kill Iris? No. I didn't think he was going to kill Iris, but that would be the last thing the Savitar would expect. Did you guys have any hunches?
I felt like it was more fight your style of fighting instead of trying to fight your opponent's style.
He said to fight with love.
Yeah.
All right.
That doesn't mean kill Iris.
No. But I just was like, what could this plan be?
I mean, the main thing was him being a hero as opposed to trying to punch his way out of the situation, which is something that we as a panel have given Barry Allen a lot of guff for in the past, in that we've said that he... Charlie in Charge says, Tari and Tiana, go on a date already. You don't know our lives.
You don't know my
we could
life.
Be happily married. You don't know. Anyway.
They are married.
I was saying things. What was I saying, Jeff? Remember. Jeff, tell me what I was saying.
You were talking about the expectation of love versus hate.
Oh, yes. So we've given Barry a lot of guff. Because he is very much geared towards trying to punch his way out. And if a enemy appears, he tries to figure out a way to either imprison them or murder them. He doesn't use the words murder. It's like a justified kill. Mm-hmm. So maybe like manslaughter. He tries to manslaughter them. I like that instead of trying to defeat him with force, they gave him what he wanted the whole time, which was love and affection and someone to accept him for who he is. And I like that he, like, played into it. I'm not sure at what point it was part of his plan or what point he decided that it wasn't going to work. But I really liked every moment of him coming in and Barry trying to vouch for him, his interactions with Iris, all of that stuff.
I agree 100%. That was completely thrilling to watch. This the big bad of the season, Savitar, is there in Star Labs, and he's interacting with the team, and Iris and him have that beautiful moment. Mm-hmm. I really, really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I did not so much enjoy his makeup in the full light, to be honest. It works better in the dark.
In the dark.
But, yeah, that was very cool. I also don't know, like, what their plan could have been.
Well, I mean, I imagine that they would have tried to just sustain him kind of in the same way that that Reverse Flash was able to come back after being erased from time, essentially because he existed at another point in time and was able to continue. So I think they probably could have found a way, but... You know, Savitar did bring up a really good point in that how would they explain his existence? How is he going to the wedding? Like where does he fit in this world? To which I respond, Savitar, bro, there are like a million Earths. I've said this before that like just go to another Earth. Like it worked for what's her name? Jesse Quick.
Jesse Quick.
You know, it worked for HR. Bro, just go to another Earth.
I saw this scene as I wasn't sure how they were going to save him, but you know, we find out that the reason that Savitar is the way he was because they never accepted him in the first place. So part of me thought Barry's plan was to get everyone to accept him so that he could finally have the acceptance that he always wanted and never received from them.
Yeah, maybe.
I went more psychological than like Tari's nerd out-ism, you know?
Well, to me, him questioning whether, like, who am I going to be at the wedding? How are you going to explain me? Was saying, like, it was testing like, them.
My long-lost twin brother that I just found out about.
No, I think it was him all the time, testing them, being like, do you have these answers? Because I could see him listening.
Yeah.
You know, I think he was like, I'm not doing this, but like if I did, mm-hmm. you know, like, how would this work? And I like that a lot.
Yeah.
He mentioned at one point, Tari, you got this, Devo?
Yes.
Who's that?
So Devo is the Thinker, who is a reoccurring Flash villain. This is the second mention of Devo. So one could assume that he'll probably be the... the villain for next season, which will be really interesting.
Because he's not a speedster?
Yes. Okay. We are confirmed to have
but we're not having a speedster next season.
As one could assume from his name, he's smart. he typically wears, like, a metal thinking cap that protects him from, like, psionic attacks and things of that sort.
Same.
I have that problem
all the time.
But I, like, the fans are really excited. I have had minimal interaction, so I can't be like, OMG, blah. Like, he was a lawyer. He dove into the world of crime. He's kind of like, if you guys had been watching this season of Arrow, he's kind of like a Tobias Church type, but on a supervillain scale. Yeah, the thinker.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, and then Start Labs blows up again. That big blue light shined out of it.
Yes.
It didn't blow up, I guess. But that was Savitar's doing.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was the sorcerer's...
The Philosopher's
Stone. Philosopher's Stone. Yeah.
It's the British version. Get your version. Harry Potter out of here.
It's the British version of the books.
Yes, exactly. Did he have that with him, or did they have that there?
He had it with him. So he used it to essentially deflect the Speed Force bazooka.
Yes.
And then he basically used all that energy that was used to deflect the Speed Force bazooka, and it essentially used it for a bomb at Star Labs.
Man. So while this is happening, we have Cisco and Killer Frost back in the lair working on the gun.
Question.
Yes.
So before they get there, Cisco and Killer Frost are in the forest, and then Savitar comes up and distracts her.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my plan is it's in fruition. We have to do this. Why didn't Cisco vibe the F out of there while they were distracted?
Because, I'll
tell
you this.
Was he not away from...
Because Savitar was going to kill Killer Frost or do something to her.
This was before he threatened yes. her.
But
I still think he wanted to stick around with her to protect her.
Mm. Mm, okay. Savitar is also really fast. So he was prone. I don't imagine that he could have vibed and gotten to the portal before getting dead.
We gotta teach Cisco how to vibe like underneath his butt so he can just drop through a portal real quick. You know, just to get out of there. It is, right? Just put your hand down and like vibe right through. You like how I vibe down?
Yeah, I looked a lot.
I hope someone makes a gif out of that just where it's just Tiana being vibe. Like, vibe.
Vibe.
Vibe. Vibe.
I set it up perfectly for you guys.
I was so happy to see Gypsy come back.
I was surprised to see her, but I was also very happy to see her.
Love her.
Yeah.
I love her so much. I love her and Cisco together. I love that they immediately start bickering with each other as soon as she comes in and saves the day.
I just love everything. That she talks about their connection. I was like, yes, bring it back.
Across the multiverse.
They're in love.
Across the multiverse, she could feel that he was in trouble. Oh, girl, yeah, you guys are connected, but you must have been, like, really honing in on, like, some Cisco vibes.
Yeah, one could say they're really vibing.
Oh,
they're vibing.
I would say
the vibe is there.
Back to you, Jeff.
So, we flash forward to the forest. We open up a portal and into the Speed Force, and Black Flash comes out.
Yeah.
First time we've seen him on the Flash.
That's true. He had been speeding around the whole time on Legends. And that was the first time we got to see Black Flash in the flesh, one could say. Mm-hmm. That's a joke because he has flesh hanging off his face. It's real gross.
It's nasty.
And so it was nice that we got to see him come to the Flash where he originated. We got the call out from Caitlin that he's Hunter, and so she got her revenge on him, which was nice. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that is what she wanted from Savitar, was the opportunity to kill Hunter.
Mm.
That could work out.
Okay, well, I have a comment from the chat from earlier. Anton Wilson said, for something that took out Thawne, Black Flash deserved better. Do you agree with that statement, Tari?
I think that Black Flash is an eternal creature. So even if they, like, froze him and he's shattered, I don't think that he's gone. I think that that was just Black Flash.
Okay.
In the same way that, like, on Legends and, you know, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but he got locked in a vault for a while.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, at some point he got out of that vault and went back into the Speed Force.
This is true.
So I think he's now just a force of nature. Cool. A speed force of nature.
Well, back Cullen, to you, Jeff. Okay. Cullen Prime says this is the second time we've seen Black Flash on The Flash. The first time was when he was created. Tyler follows that up with this is the first time they've directly called him Black Flash.
Correct.
Now, you guys might have been confused because Tari and I a couple weeks ago hosted the Black Flash after show.
It's true.
It was just the two of us here, but that was a different thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't count.
Amazing. I really like the effect too that when Caitlin shot Savitar with the interdimensional quantum splicer, just like his like splicing, his doubling into the body, that was very cool.
Yeah, there are a lot of really sweet effects in this episode.
Yeah, like the chase scenes and stuff.
Oh my gosh, bro, having that. I'm sorry to jump ahead, but like having that three-way fight with Wally, yeah. Jay, Barry, all fighting against Savitar was dope.
It was super cool.
And then the thing where he cuts the trees and they're all zooming around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was very, very cool.
It's really cool. I really like the one effect when, you know, the tree comes down and Wally, like, slides underneath. Mm-hmm. And he's not even running anymore, but he still, like, he gets right up and keeps going.
Yeah.
I have to say that DC, so far, for the two finales that they've had, they've really brought it on these fight scenes.
Yeah.
Supergirl last night had some incredible stuff, too.
Yeah. The last couple episodes, even with King Shark, bringing us back. So Cisco fixes the gun to release Jay Garrick, that Flash. When he said that, I was like, oh, thank God. You know, this is one of the smartest characters in the show. He's working on this gun. I couldn't believe that he would just, like, do Savitar's bidding. And right. Thankfully, he did not.
My question was, why is Savitar and Killer Frost trusting that Cisco actually did this and didn't make it do something else? Because if I was the smart one in this scenario, I definitely would have done what Cisco did. And, you know, if you're going to kill me either way, so
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, though, I guess based on the precedent that has occurred under duress, Cisco did create the cold, frost, and gold guns. To working spec. So, I mean, you could effectively think that he would do the same for Savitar if Killer Frost was in danger.
Yes.
Boom. Yes.
And speaking of the effects, when Barry jumped into the suit.
Oh, that was cool.
I was like, yes.
But then I got
nervous
because in my mind, because I don't know how things work all the time, I was like, Barry, get out of the suit because if the time limits come, they're gonna think you're Savitar and they're gonna take you instead of him.
That's not a bad idea.
Was I the only one who was thinking that? Because
that's cute.
Yes, but I like
Thanks,
that.
Tari.
You're welcome.
I was just worried that he'd be like trapped in there forever.
Well, yeah, I kept thinking. I was like, no. And then he said, "Oh, this is what is written," and I was like, what prophecy is he talking about now? What's happening? Barry's
going to
get stuck as Savitar. This was his plan all along.
Well, I think he saw a moment at which he could come back to be, where even if it wasn't a time remnant that became Savitar, Barry going down the dark path would ultimately become Savitar. And so he was like, I win! Which is probably the worst thing you can say, right? Like, as things are happening, be like, do this thing so I keep existing. Please? Won't you?
I mean,
I need things.
It's probably going to make the person stop doing what they're doing.
Probably.
Yes, you're going right into my plan.
Yeah.
My evil plan is working.
Savitar is smart. It's okay.
I mean, clearly not that smart. He still got shot in the back.
Yeah, well, all along we've been debating whether or not it's appropriate for superheroes and Barry Allen to kill people, and whether or not he should or not. How do we feel about the fact that Iris is the one to do it?
I just want a comment from earlier that made me giggle. Ronald Edwards, all the BS we went through this season, and Iris just pops a cap in Savitar's ass. So,
yeah,
I feel you, Ronald. I feel you on that.
I like that it got to be Iris. Yeah. That she ultimately got to save Barry, and originally she was supposed to get got, and that was a very empowering moment that we don't get to see with Iris very often, so I like that we got it now.
Yeah, I think we've been craving that, too, all season, possibly all series.
Yeah, and I like that it was her, you know, you have so many damsels in distress, and here she is, she's like, first of all, I'm not dead, and now... Boom.
Yeah.
Handle.
I've never shot anyone. Well, although it's only like 10 o'clock here, our time. So, you know, I could.
The night's still young.
It's true.
It's
still time. I've never killed anyone. It's true. But for lack of time and courage, not desire. That's a. when he said, like, is this going to affect you? Like, you killed this person? And she was like, it probably hit me later. I was like, no! You saved a million people's lives! You wanted to take over the whole multiverse. Don't worry about it.
I mean...
Get a free card.
She's like, I'm fine!
I'm good.
Iris became a psychopath in that moment.
She's like, no, what I want? A Zoom coffee.
Oh, but HR loves coffee and Zoom coffees, and he's not there. Well, sorry, I just got sad again.
It's okay, you can get sad.
I hope that her shooting Savitar is like the first step into her becoming Cop Iris that we got on Earth 2. Because I really liked Cop Iris.
Oh, yeah.
So much. Cop Iris was badass.
Well, I just
and she had dead ass.
Oh, dang,
I just wonder how they don't have PTSD from all this. Like, they're back at the house or talking about wedding invitations, and it's like an earthquaking. I would just be like, I can't go inside again. It's never ending. I'd be like, Savitar is back. Like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Billie Jean Girl 24 just asked a good question. Is Wally still Kid Flash? Savitar got erased. My brain hurts. I hate time travel. Because he's the one who brought Wally his powers, and now that he's gone, does he still have his powers?
I would
imagine. Same could also be true with Caitlyn, though, right? Because
no, Caitlyn got her powers.
She got hers
from Flashpoint.
Yeah.
But that is, that is an interesting question. I think we'll get an answer early next season.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean. Wally did still get hit with the particle accelerator. So, even if he loses his powers via Savitar, there's still the chance that it could be reawakened through that.
Okay.
This took strength, and he gave it to me.
That's when I cried.
Sad moment.
You cried, Tiana?
Yes, and Tari laughed at me. So everyone who's shipping us right now should stop because he laughed at me when I cried.
That's our relationship. She cries, I laugh.
You're rude.
And sometimes she cries because...
Sometimes she cries because I laugh. All right.
I don't know why I just high-fived.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I am excited for the next season because all the relationships... Nah, that's not true at all. Because a lot of the relationships that I miss are coming back in terms of, like, Cisco being happy. But I actually... That doesn't make sense at all now that Caitlyn is gone. Caitlyn's gone rogue.
She's off on a
on a journey of self-discovery.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they're doing something new with her character. She's not Claire Frost. She's not Caitlyn. She's this weird mix, it seems. And that's kind of, like, what I wanted the show to do the entire time.
I'm excited to see where this takes her on her journey because I have not been the biggest fan of the Killer Frost version being acted out. So I'm excited to see where this journey takes us.
I agree.
And I miss our Caitlyn, but I also see that Tracy is kind of a new version of Caitlyn. So if she's around, you know, we don't need both of them there.
Yeah, and this seems like a nice
I disagree.
Mix.
More smart ladies.
I mean, definitely, yes, all women. but also, you know, I could see a show being like, oh, we don't need two scientific-y ladies right here.
Yeah. I don't tend to like shows that have main characters doing following different storylines. So I'm curious to see how that would play out. Let's say, for example, if we're having a Star Lab storyline and we're having a Caitlin off in like the jungle doing science alone storyline. You know, it's like cataloging things and writing our journal quietly. Like, I just don't know how that would play out for this show per se.
Interesting. I would actually like, maybe not going back and forth between the two, but I would like a full 22-minute episode of Caitlin Snow essentially going around and using her powers for good, like rediscovering who, like, one, how to control her powers, and two, like, who she is and how she can be a good person in society. So I would love an episode of just following her from town to town, like a wandering samurai helping people, and then ultimately leads her back to Star Labs.
Well, you know, now that we don't have a Flash, there might be time for that.
Or, like Nate Milton just said, Caitlin needs to stay single for a while, go on vape K, and put Lemonade on repeat. So maybe that's all she needs in life, is little Beyonce.
It's true.
Beyonce is going to solve all her problems.
So that's our advice for Caitlin. What do we think about Julian?
I did just read in a random article that I found online about spoilers that it does seem like he will be around next season for season 4. So what does that mean, you know, about him and Caitlin? I think that him being around, eventually they will find their way back to each other because their relationship was just starting.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like he has a lot more feelings a lot faster than she ever did. He's a little clingy right now. Like, Caitlin, stay with me. Dude, I barely know you.
Guys,
like,
he loves her.
He loves her. Yes, I get
he
it.
He doesn't but know also, what love like, is. It's not real.
Play it cool. Don't come on so, like, desperate, you know? I know.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm a badass, but, like, I don't need you to tell me.
Does anybody have any burning predictions for what the future will hold?
I have a bunch of predictions from the chat. And by a bunch, I mean two. Actually, three. So the first one is from Casket Fan 1. They say, next season, Barry and Caitlin are going to show back up and they are going to be married. Caitlin somehow got into the Speed Force and they had a wedding. And that is how hashtag Snowberry came to be. LOL, I wish. But hey, hey, it could happen. You never know. It's out there now in the world. Maybe the writers will see this.
Mm-hmm.
I still am totally for Barry and Iris staying together and I need them to get back together. Sky Patterson says this is how the Flash season finale should have gone. Savitar kills Iris. Killer Frost kills Cisco. Killer Frost will feel bad about it later. Barry kills Savitar and Frost disappears. The end.
Interesting.
I don't like that Iris dies in the scenario.
A lot of death. Cisco dies too.
And Cisco dies. It's a lot of death that I'm not prepared for emotionally.
The guy who predicted that as a producer, he's like, they're too expensive. Get rid of them.
It's true.
Just get rid of everyone. And then this one from Reviews to Review just says, when Gypsy said we're connected to Cisco, I thought she was talking about being pregnant. I think that would be a pretty cool storyline because Barry does tell Cisco, hey, don't mess it up with her. Like, I'd like to see. We don't have any babies on this show. It might be time, season 4, to bring in, like, the cute little, oh, look, we have a baby.
Well, and then always have it at the baby scene.
Yeah, the baby's never there, but we talk about him or her.
Well, we've got bad history with babies and changing genders and
this is true. That is true.
Tari, what do you think is going to happen in the future?
I think that next season, I feel like we need to open with our main, with our main cast dealing with the fact that no one has the Speed Force. I'd like it if Wally didn't have his powers. Barry's gone now. We just have Cisco, Julian, and we have Joe, and that's and Tracy, I guess. So, like, I feel like we need to have the band all disassembled because there's no need to be a Team Flash if there's no Flash, and then having everyone get the band back together to fight the new villain, which is the Thinker.
Mm.
I still feel like I was owed a wedding So I need next season to bring me the Barry and Iris wedding that I was promised and have not seen.
Have we seen any of the Luthers on other shows?
Yes. So on Supergirl, we have Lillian Luther, who is Lex's mom. We have Lena Luther, who is Lex's sister. That's it.
And a lot of mentions of Lex, yeah. But no visuals of him.
Okay. I could just see like a Luther 2 popping over for like a little villainy.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'd be an easy thing.
That'd be neat. I need more crossovers.
Yeah, I would like to see at least 5 times the amount of crossovers that we got this season next season.
Well, we will That's see. At least. Oh my god. Anything else from the chat before we close it down?
They're great. Sorry, I don't have anything
Fantastic.
Prepared.
Everybody, thank you for participating with us. And this has been such a fun season.
Oh, I guess I should say thank you, chat. I don't know what you guys decided our ship name was. There was a lot floating around. So make sure you guys let us know what that ended up being. I'm intrigued.
We'll tweet out some wedding pictures tonight. Great. Tari, where can the good people find you until next time?
Until next time, you can find me at Tari J. That's TariJay, and that's Twitter, Instagram. You can also find me here on AfterBuzz TV. Tomorrow is the season finale of Arrow, so make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson on Twitter and Instagram. Also, hashtag Alicity forever.
And I'm on Twitter at JeffMasters1. I also host our interview series called LGBT Q&A. It is one-on-one interviews with different interesting and influential members of the queer and trans community. And we will see you next season. Goodbye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Hashtag Tariana!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.